Everything was going peachy hunky-dory.
But their house got crowded.
He found girlfriends and things got a little more interesting.
And their cash got tight.
He did not want to talk about the bills anymore because he told me everything about money, money, money. We come from a small town where everything comes on a handshake.
Go to the handshake court. This is not the handshake court.
Judge Judy.
You can't blame courts for your handshake or your stupidity.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Bradley Van Binsbergen and his girlfriend, Alexandra Baker Murray, are suing former tenants Matthew Bowles and McKenna Pettyjohn for unpaid rent and utilities, property damage, and identity theft.
Order. All rise. This is case number 388 on the calendar in the matter of Van Binsbergen Baker Murray versus Bowles Pettyjohn.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in, Your Honor. Have a seat.
Reading the names of the people is going to take longer than the trial case. Of the case. Trust me. Now, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
He was your friend. The two of you were living together for a time, and everything was going peachy hunky-dory. And then you found girlfriends, and things got a little bit more interesting. And he had a house. You were living in his house. Then the girlfriends got involved, and you moved to the house behind the house.
Yes.
And your arrangement with your friend, Mr. What's your first name?
Bradley.
Your arrangement with Bradley was that you would pay the utilities on the back house, right?
Yes.
And what's your first name?
McKenna.
And McKenna, according to you, was going to pay something towards rent.
Correct, miss.
How much? $200 a month?
Yes.
That was your arrangement?
Yes, ma'am.
So we had at the back house, you were going to cover the utilities, and she was going to cover $200 a month rent. How many months did you live in the back house?
From July to November 12th.
July, August, September, October, November. 5 months. Did you pay the utilities for the 5 months?
Yes.
Okay. Did he pay the utilities for the 5 months?
No, he did not.
Shh, 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 shh. Don't interfere with the friends. Are you his wife?
No.
You're his girlfriend. You have nothing to do with him. Is it your house?
Yes.
Okay, do you own it?
Yes, I do.
Great! She doesn't own it, right?
No.
So I can shut her up?
Yes.
Perfect. Did he pay the utilities?
No.
How much does he owe for the utilities? No, not at all. That's what you're suing for.
I have it on paper. It's like $2,000.
All I want you to do is take it out. Tell me how much he owes you for utilities.
$4,365.
And that was for the 5 months that he was living there?
No. When he moved in with me, when I bought the house in May.
No. We're talking about just from the time he moved back to the back house. That's all I want to know about.
He was in charge to pay the whole utilities the whole time. Everything. Not just the back house.
Listen to me. If he wasn't paying the utilities when he was living with you in the house, and you were foolish enough to let him move to the back house because he hadn't lived up to the terms of your agreement, you're foolish, and I don't care. I just want to know, how much were the utilities when he moved to the back house?
$1,600.
I want you to show me canceled checks to the utility company from the time you moved into the back house, from July to November. Canceled checks.
I do not have one. I paid stuff with cash.
Well,
I have a receipt from them from November 1st, the last amount I actually owed.
I'd just like to look at it and see what
yes,
it looks like.
Yes, I have it. The back team.
Past due utilities, $100. That doesn't say that's all you owed.
How they written it down on all of them was that in the side column at the very bottom left-hand corner.
It says due $386.39. Well, is that what you owe them?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you gave them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, you have one receipt for rent, $200.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are the rest of the receipts? Rent.
I have a few here.
I'd like to see July, August, September, October.
I have these two.
Thank you.
This one says it too, partially.
Okay, just let her look at all those, please.
Anything else?
No.
These ones are different.
Well, this was October 18th. You owed $270.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you paid $50.00 propane, September rent, paid $200, $290. owed 240. So in November, you moved out in November, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so in November, she owed you $20, according to you. November 1st, she owed you $20.
Yes, plus November's rent.
No, this was November 1st.
That was her past.
Don't speak. The house has nothing to do with you. Zero. Those are the receipts. That's what it says. November 1st, she paid $200. So they owe you for utilities and rent $406. Now, this is your part of the lawsuit. Listen to me carefully. You say that she tried to steal your identity and you want punitive damages even though nothing was actually taken from you.
Well, also that I paid some of the bills that weren't being paid.
I don't care. It has nothing to do with you. That's his house.
But it's my credit.
Take that up with him. They owe you, according to these receipts, $406. That's what they owe you, according to these receipts. You gave them the receipts.
No, that was the prior month's rent. That was past due rent.
It's because she wanted it listed that way. She asked it for that.
This says September rent, October rent. She gave you cash, and you gave her a receipt that says the only thing she owes you is $20.
Because she was not there, so I could give her another receipt for next month's rent that was not paid.
I don't care. That's what you gave her. $406. Now, you want to tell me about the credit? Come on, 5 minutes. Let's go.
The credit, the week after they moved out, I received a letter in the mail saying that, oh, I'm sorry, we
show me the letter.
I don't have it. The police department has it.
Just a second. Then it doesn't exist. It's hearsay.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't
exist. No, it does. That's why they won't release the video to us, because they want to take it to a higher courtroom.
Well, listen to me.
Then you need to call them and get it then.
Because this is... Listen to me. I don't call.
Okay, we tried everything in our power. They will not give it to us because they want to go to a higher courtroom.
Good. If they want to file a criminal case against her, that's fine. I can't ask her any questions about that. If she's the subject of a criminal proceeding, if that's what you're saying, that they won't give you any information because they are pursuing a police investigation, I'm not going to ask her any questions. You come back to me after she is either cleared or convicted, and then I'll talk to her.
Shoot.
And you better watch his temper. You better watch his temper. Because if he's not bright enough to understand what I'm saying to him, which is that I can't question both parties if there is a pending investigation against one of them. And if your girlfriend says that she got a letter and I say to her, I'd like to see it, and she says I don't have it, then to this court, it doesn't exist. If she can't produce it here, it doesn't exist. She can't paraphrase what the letter says. And she can't tell me what conversation she had with a credit card company, because that's hearsay. Now do you understand?
Yes.
Now do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Can I speak on the utilities, please?
No.
Because I don't...
I don't care what you think.
But they were taking the bills and they were hiding them.
Listen to me.
No, that's not it.
No,
those are different.
That's only for like the last like 2 months, because he did not want to talk about the bills anymore verbally as best friends, because he wanted everything just to be received, because he told me everything about money.
He would go to the P.O. box himself.
And he would hide the bills.
Listen to me. You own a house. Your responsibility.
I understand that. But you know, we come from a small town where everything comes on a handshake. Nobody knows what a handshake is anymore.
Then if everything comes on a handshake, sir, listen to me about courts. Put your hand down and close your mouth. If everything goes on a handshake, and that's the way you do business, then you can't come to a court where there are rules, not a handshake. You wish to proceed on a handshake, and if things go wrong, they go wrong. Go to the handshake court. This is not the handshake court. This is a court. So if things didn't go right on the handshake, next time you do business with anybody, including your friend, do it other than a handshake. That's all I'm saying to you. You can't blame courts for your handshake or your stupidity in not keeping track of all the utility bills, $4,000 worth of utility bills on your house that went unpaid, according to you, because that's the first figure that you gave me. That's the first figure that you gave me, $4,000, when the two of you were living alone together. If I were living in a house...
Because I miscommunicated what you were saying, because I can't comprehend anything properly. I have a disability.
It doesn't sound to me, sir. It sounds to me that you have a little bit of stubborn. That doesn't sound disabled when you say, I come from a small town where we deal on a handshake. And I say to you, that's fine. That's the way the world should be. The world is not that way. That's why we have courts. But you can't deal on a handshake and expect the courts to say that's a contract.
Your Honor, May I speak?
No, we're done. We're done with your claim. Your claim is that she tried to steal your identity. You now tell me that the police will not release that information because they are pursuing an investigation against her for another court. If that's true, I can't ask her any questions about it, which is unfair, which means you can tell me what you want to tell me, but I can't ask her anything about that because it would be violating her rights against incriminating herself in a proceeding that may take place that it might involve a jail sentence for her. I wouldn't do that. $406, judgment for the plaintiff. That's all, thank you.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
I think his strings were being pulled, but then afterwards I actually started realizing he was using me. I wish him good luck. I wish we could have stayed friends. But I also don't want to see him here.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Baker versus Wagner. Step forward.
Shenandoah Baker is suing her former friend, Cynthia Wagner, for stealing her money and her personal belongings.
How old are you, Miss Baker?
38.
Why were you in jail recently?
I was in jail for violation of probation. I didn't finish my community service.
What was the underlying crime of your probation?
Somebody put stolen a bag of stolen property in my home, and because it was in
possession
my home.
Of stolen property.
Yes, ma'am.
And was that stolen property the proceeds of burglaries or robberies?
Yeah, the people that put it in my home had
don't
burglaries.
Don't tell me people who put it in your home.
No, they did. It
well,
wasn't.
Well,
the gentleman that I was dating put it in my home to hide it, and I wasn't aware of it.
You were convicted of possession of stolen
Correct.
Property. Were you convicted after a trial or a plea?
A plea.
So you took a plea.
Correct.
When you took the plea, the judge had to have said to you, you are pleading guilty because you are guilty. That's what judges
right.
say.
Yes.
You weren't convicted because somebody else put property in your house
right.
that you were unaware of. Because judges don't convict people if you're unaware okay. that Bird comes into my house and brings stolen property. And if the police raid my house and find it, and I say Bird put that property in my house, and I had no idea that it was there, they're not going to convict me. And I wouldn't plead guilty to that. Because that's ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She wants to say that I stole from her. The sweater she's wearing is mine. So let's not even go there. She wouldn't know the truth if it smacked her in the face.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shenandoah Baker says former friend and roommate Cynthia Wagner stole money from her bank account, kicked her out of her home, and refused to return her belongings. Cynthia is countersuing for money owed and pet sitting.
Now, you were convicted of possession of stolen property in what year?
2013.
And how long have you been receiving disability?
Since 2003.
And what's the nature of your disability?
I'm obsessive-compulsive, bipolar, and I've had multiple surgeries, including brain surgery.
How much do you collect from disability?
$1,182 per month.
And when did you go to jail for violation of your probation?
August 3rd of 2013.
And when did you get out of jail?
August 13th of 2013.
And is it your statement to me that the only source of income you have, other than this possession of stolen property, is $1,200 a month?
Correct.
Okay. Now, there came a time that you went to live with the defendant. And when was that?
I lived with her from July 8th to August 17th.
Why were you living at her house?
Because I had been kicked out. Me and my boyfriend were supposed to be living together, and it didn't work out.
How do you know her?
I knew her from another friend.
How did you get to move into her house?
She invited me to stay and live in her house.
You're supposed to pay rent?
Yes.
How much?
$300 a month.
Did you ever give her $300?
I gave it to her the day that I was arrested.
You gave it to her in cash?
No, I gave her my debit card. Because I was being incarcerated.
Just a second. You gave her your debit card
yes.
for your disability.
Right.
And it is your claim that she took out $900.
She took out $647. The other $300 is added for the property of mine that she did not return to me.
Well, she was entitled to $300.
Right. That would be on top of the $647. The $647 is what she took above and beyond the rent money and the $40 I had also allowed her to take for the dog food for my dog.
You asked her to take care of your dog.
Right.
What kind of a dog do you have?
She's a pit bull Rottweiler mix.
So it's a big dog.
She's a puppy.
They're never small. Even when they're born, they're not small. Did she take care of your dog for the month?
No, when I got out of jail, my mother picked me up at jail, brought me home. My dog was skinny. She had
was
no
your
food.
Dog in her house alive?
Yeah, she was alive.
Good. And am I correct that during the time that you were incarcerated, whatever county it was, took care of your three meals a day and have your heat, hot water,
yes.
and everything else.
Yes.
And you got your disability anyway.
Yes.
And you would have continued to get your disability if you were in jail for 2 months.
Correct.
It's America.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was there all but 10 days. All but 10 days I was there taking care of my own dog.
Even when she was there, she didn't take care of the dog.
I was there.
Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shenandoah Baker says former friend and roommate Cynthia Wagner stole money from her bank account, kicked her out of her home, and refused to return her belongings. Cynthia is countersuing for money owed and pet sitting.
What'd you do with her money?
It wasn't her money. It was mine. She moved into my house on July 5th. She agreed to pay $350 a month and a third of the utilities. And on the 1st of August, she was going to pay me back for all the money that I spent taking care of her for the month of July.
Like what?
Food, toiletries, doing her laundry. Feeding her
dog. No, not doing her laundry. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I cleaned up behind her because she wouldn't get up and clean up.
Who cares? I don't care about that. Money. Not cleaning up after your messy roommate. Money. Date. You laid it out for her. When?
On July 5th, we done a contract, had a witness.
Can I see that, please?
Sure.
I'd like to see that as well, because I didn't sign a contract.
I'm absolutely going to show it to you. Now you can show it to her. Thank you, Bert.
I also have... No? Okay.
No. I don't know how she got my signature on here or forged it, but this is not... I never saw this piece of paper.
Can I have that back, please?
No, I absolutely... I swear that I did not sign this.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. That's... I didn't sign that. We had no written anything between us.
You living
us.
With her?
No.
No, that's my mother.
You? I'm her mother, no.
Could you step up for a moment? I just have a few questions for you. Is your daughter ever employed on a full-time basis?
Always.
Until when?
Until her brain surgery in, I'm not sure what year.
And then I was also employed until I had a tubal pregnancy. And I had to have surgery because of that. And I was working at the YMCA. And because I wasn't capable of lifting up the children, I lost my job.
So? You didn't have to lift children to work?
At the YMCA, yes, I did. It was part of my
job. You don't have to work at the YMCA. It's not the only job in town.
I understand that. I haven't been able to find a job since. I have been looking.
That's not disability. That's not what disability is for.
When you're on disability, they encourage you to try to find a part-time job. They do encourage you to do that.
You can sit down. Got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you say that she kept certain items of yours?
Yes.
When you got out of jail, your kitchen set, clothes, and art supplies. Do you have her kitchen set?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Where's her kitchen set?
I have no idea. I don't know what she's talking about. She wants to say that I stole from her. The sweater she's wearing is mine, so let's not even go there. She wouldn't know the truth if it smacked her in the face.
And what art supplies are you talking about?
It was a large box of scrapbooking supplies that my mother had purchased for me for Christmas.
How much money did you pay her for the month she took care of your Rottweiler puppy?
There was never a discussion of having to pay.
I just asked you a question. How much money did you spend?
$350.
I don't think she owes you any money.
You don't think?
I don't think she owes you any money. Now, you have a ridiculous counterclaim. You say that she should pay you for taking care of the dog for a month, but you had no agreement with her to take care of the dog.
That's not true. I had an agreement. Okay? I mean, it's even
I was
pretty
there
much
all
in the
but 10 days. All but 10 days I was there taking care of my own dog.
I don't care. 10 days, 10 days.
Even when she was there, she didn't take care of the dog.
I was there.
Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. Is there any reason why your daughter doesn't live with you?
Yeah, my son and two grandchildren live with me.
Not your disabled daughter?
No.
Right. When I was really...
Shh. Your counterclaim's dismissed. It's nonsense. She doesn't owe you any money. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I came home and found her and her friends with...
Every single thing she said was a lie.
Drug paraphernalia all over my house, and I have grandkids, and I can't have that.
She, in fact, is the one that did the drugs.
That's why I made her leave, and she wasn't going to leave until I told her I was going to call the police.
She's the thief. She stole from me while I was in jail.
I won't help anybody out like that again.
When I got out, she swore to me in my mom's presence that she was going to pay every dime of it back to me, and now she's lying.